Extremely local news now. Stephanie Lule joins us from Black Club Chicago. Good morning, Stephanie. Let's talk first about the campaign in Westtown to get a little more help from the police. What's new on that?
Yes, good morning, Bob. For years, the Westtown area was served by the 13th Police District, which operated out of the neighborhood. But ever since that station closed in 2012, neighbors have been fighting to bring it back. That's because right now the Westtown area is served by the 12th Police District, which is headquartered several miles south in Pilsen. And the district is really responsible for patrolling a huge area which stretches all the way from Division, south through the West Loop, all the way to Pilsen. Neighbors are concerned, you know, that the station's location has a serious effect on police response times, and aldermen have advocated in recent years for a 12th District satellite office to open up in the area. Our reporter, Quinn Myers, asked about this, asked Mayor Brandon Johnson about this plan, if the budget office supports it. And, I think neighbors are going to have to continue to hold their breath on this one, because Mayor Brandon Johnson, you know, specifically cited revenue and staffing issues as the city's main concerns about, you know, staging a satellite office like this.
Meanwhile, on the south side, pretty contentious meeting, and the neighbors there talking about the South Works project. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, on the old U.S. Steel site on the far south side, a mega development dubbed South Works is slated to bring a quantum research campus and a new hospital to the area. And the project is really being fast-tracked by the city and the state. And neighbors and activists in the area are not happy about it. They disrupted a meeting this week with developers, imploring them not to, quote-unquote, poison us, they said. They have serious concerns about the environmental remediation of the land and a general mistrust of this project, which is driven by the divestment that's happened in the area and the broken promises that they've seen over the years from many developers who sought to reimagine that U.S. Steel site.
Yeah, we will be following that story. And finally, I love this story. Tell me, this Logan Square cat, is this cat going to be signed up by the Orkin exterminator people?
I think so. You know, they have a future. This is a fun one, Bob. In Logan Square, Sweetie, the tuxedo cat has been dubbed the rat assassin by neighbors and is really gaining a following, with her human owner saying that she's responsible for slaying 20 rats in the past year. Now they're using Sweetie's rising star to print T-shirts and sweatshirts with her likeness and nickname, and they're raising money for feral rescue group Cats in Action to put more cats in action.
I like that story. More at blockclubchicago.org. Stephanie Lule, thank you. Have a good day.
Have a great one, Bob.